Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Jeff Polish spent years doing genetics research, and he eventually went into teaching, but all along the way, he maintained a deep love for storytelling. In 2008, Jeff's growing fascination with personal stories told by interesting people led him to form The Monty. It's a nonprofit whose mission is to create community through the telling of stories, from the hilarious to the tragic and everything in between. Each month, Jeff invites ordinary folks to tell their stories without notes in front of an audience. Coming up Friday night, September 14th at 8 o'clock, it's The Monty season opener at the Arts Center in Carrboro. In the meantime, here's Monty founder Jeff Polish.
Before I was a scientist, I was the best storyteller in my group of friends. We all know a person like that. And what I loved about storytelling is that it was a way for me to connect with people in a way that I had never before, because I was a very shy kid growing up. When I went over to college, I realized that people were really compelled by my delivery, and it was just something I adopted as my skill set, if you will. And I don't know, I basically felt like this is something that I always wanted to do. I just didn't know that there was an audience for it. I mean, I knew storytelling is big, but real, compelling storytelling, true stories, I didn't know that people would want to come to see that.
Growing up, my parents were folk music folks. Mm-hmm. We'd go to the folk festival. We heard Pete Seeger, Arlo Guthrie. Mm-hmm. Those were the first storytellers I heard as a 6-7-year-old and thought, wait a minute, something's happening here. Was there an early on experience like that for you?
There was, actually. It was in college when I was dragged to see Spalding Gray, one of the greatest monologuists of all time.
The late great.
The late great, exactly. And I didn't know what I was getting into, but he just sat there at a table with some notes, but basically just talking to the audience and telling his stories, which were hilarious. They were filled with angst and pathology. But I thought that this was amazing because I had a lot of angst inside of me too. And I felt like, oh my God, this guy's doing it. He's writing these monologues and he's going from college campus to college campus. I want to do that. But I was a pre-med at the time. I was a scientist. I didn't know what my life would look like if I were to give up everything and move to New York and start doing one-man shows off Broadway. It was scary, so I didn't do it. But in my mind, I felt like that was my dream. And it was only 4.5 years ago when I discovered that there was an organization in New York City that was doing just this. They were inviting people to tell true stories in front of an audience, and people were lining up to take up seats in the audience. And I actually went to New York, and I checked it out, and it was incredible. And so I came back to Chapel Hill, and I thought, I'm going to do this here. So I first reached out to a couple people in the area, in the Chapel Hill Triangle area, and people were crazy about it. And a couple months later, I had a show in a back room of a restaurant, and we were turning people away. We had 150 people show up. We only had room for 80, but we squeezed in 30 more, had 110 people, and people loved it. And we've been selling out shows ever since. The formula is very simple. It's so stripped down. There's no gimmicks. It's a person, a microphone, and an audience. And they're telling a very personal, very true, very real story. And who doesn't want to listen to that?
My thanks to The Monty founder, Jeff Polish. Coming up Friday night, September 14th at 8, it's The Monty season opener at the Arts Center in Carrboro. On the bill will be Daniel Wallace, Jill McCorkle, Lisa Meacham, and Carter Kirsch. You'll find links to more information along with several storytelling samples at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.